see the prank. Yeah. I pull up and just get my headphones.
I feel like he's going to have a log of shit in his hand.
One of those highfalutin jokes.
Load of terrible shit. News. I'm a local doctor, and I just wanted you to know that there's not going to be a podcast tonight due to illnesses around.
Oh, wow. You're like, where's Chip?
I'm pulling your prick. It's me, Chipperson.
Got him.
Chipperson.
Oh, I thought you were a real doctor.
I thought it was Dr. Fauci.
Oh, God damn it. I'm all tangled up, babe. What happened? God.
Of course he is.
Oh, God damn it. My prank backfired, babe. Oh. Oh, no. I put my goddamn thing. Oh, shit. Hold on a second.
I have noticed it's very difficult. I have the small, like the Beats earbud things that go over your ears. Yep. And then I got glasses. And then with the mask on, you got like a pile of shit behind your ears all day.
Just pushing them forward.
Yeah, I hate that too. Everyone's going to have, they're going to be like, they're going to remember the COVID thing because everyone's ears are going to be all poked out.
Like Will Smith.
Yeah, like Will Smith.
Yeah.
By the way, you'll have to excuse, I'm crashing at Shinkles. That's what the background is.
I hope he's not there.
Nah, did you see his poem? He did a nice poem called the Bees Bring the Honey.
I'd love to hear it.
Let's hear it.
I'm concerned that Anthony would not enjoy it.
the true Anthony?
Is it regular poetry or slam poetry? There's a big difference with me.
I don't know how to show it to you. God damn it, I can't pull my mask off. It's just kind of hanging by my fucking chest. I fucked up. That's a good prank, though, right? I got everybody.
You totally nailed me.
Welcome back to the program, Dave.
Hey, thanks for having me, Chip. I really appreciate it. I thought you were a doctor.
A lot of people do. Believe me, I've been walking around squeezing tits all month. Hey, I got to check you for COVID lumps.
COVID lumps.
Just grabbing boobas.
That's
nice. Dave, where are you? At Anthony's house?
No, I am in my spare bedroom in my apartment. I moved out of Anthony's on Monday.
Oh, that's right. You guys are back. You're Big Apple in it again. How is that going? I'm crashing at Shinkles.
Yeah, it's nice. I could tell by the bookshelf. A lot of literature there.
He's a big reader.
Yeah. The city's weird. I don't know. It's New York City, Chip. You know, it seems like things are fraying on the edges, a little coming apart at the seams.
Yeah, that's what I heard, right? I heard everything's getting so nutty. It's like Mr. Fruitcake City or something. So, Karen, I haven't talked to you in a while. What's that?
I said that exact word for word earlier.
Yeah, Fruitcake. Yeah. Call Fruitcake Island instead of Manhattan if you ask Chipperson. Hold on a second. Fruitcake Island.
Yeah. You take pride away. They all lose their shit.
Yep, that's exactly it, babe. Pride goeth before destruction. You're not wrong. So talk to me.
Corinthians.
I haven't seen you in a while, Dave. What have you been doing? You still hosting the show with Anthony, or has there been problems?
No, we've been pretty good with each other, especially when we lived together. We were very, very good, very good times. Now we're back in studio.
You missed Chick-fil-A night, though, Dave. We had it's Thursday. We had Chick-fil-A tonight.
Oh, you were cooking women? Ew. That's dangerous. Hilarious.
Chick-fil-A, I get it. Goddamn, Chip.
Cannibalism.
That is what a chick is for. What's that chick for? Chick-fil-A. And you hop on there and you get it. Pecker in.
Oh, like eating it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah, just getting you going, babe.
Just like that.
Yeah. All right. So now how has it been going back into the city and stuff, right? It's kind of feeling like everything's coming apart at the seams.
I've heard that.
Yeah, a lot of people getting shot, a little bit of violence, but other than that, a lot of junkies, zombies.
Karen's just getting stomped over here. What happened, Karen? Chip asked you a question. You tried to answer it, and then Chip stepped all over you.
Go ahead, babe. I'm sorry. What was you saying?
I don't remember the question, but the zombies are out. They're all out. There was one outside of my stoop the other day. They're all, it's, there was somebody dismembered up the block from me.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Did you see that?
Yeah. Yeah.
7th floor.
They took somebody.
Off. I think I'm safe because I don't have a dick.
Yeah, I won't date you.
I've been checking the zombies for COVID lumps.
Yeah. Give this COVID give lumps. A nice squeeze in the buttocks.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to check the buttocks too for the COVID lumps.
Oh, yeah. You search around in there, you open it up, and you get wait until you stink down to this part of your knuckle. Once you stink onto the top of your actual hand, you know you've checked deep enough.
A good Trebek check.
Oh,
a
yeah.
Good Trebek check.
Being a doctor, you know that.
Hey, babe, let me ask you something.
Yes, Chip.
What are you drinking? That looks like a nice beverage.
Oh, it's a little glass of wine. I have some Penfolds.
Penfolds? You're going to get ink all over your shirt.
You can't say anything to Chip without a hilarious joke coming out.
Just Target practice.
It's a Shiraz and Cabernet mix. It's great. Like Australia and a little California.
Is it a twist off, though?
It is, which is, you know what? I do get your corked wines, but this one is really good. Right. Penfolds is great. And it's not as bad these days, the screw-off top.
No, a lot of soccer moms need it.
Yeah. Now, if you have the box of wine in the refrigerator with the little tap on it, that's a problem.
Yeah. My mother gets little sippy juices of wine. This way she can go around and nobody knows she's drinking liquor. It's Hawaiian punch, but she dumps out the punch and puts in vino.
People are doing that with Zoom meetings these days, with corporate meetings. They sit there with a coffee cup. And I saw one where they took a tea bag, the string.
Ew, somebody's balls?
No, Chip. A regular to make tea, but you cut the tea bag off, and then you tape the string with the paper on it, and you fill it up with booze. Now you're drinking, and it looks like you're drinking a cup of tea because you got the little string and the little, you know, Earl Grey, and you're
really getting a tampon. It's really a tampon that they
could be a tampon
vodka, and then they just put it in the. I've never done it, but I've heard it works.
Shoved you
put
up
it right
ass.
Up there.
But when I used to drink, my blood type would probably just, you could squeeze it out and it would probably get you wasted.
Why not just be discreet? Hey, if you're at the big Zoom meeting or something, you go, all right, call to order. Don't anybody ask me what I'm drinking.
Yeah. All right. Just keep it on a DL, like a cool.
Yeah. Right, let's just keep this between. Hey, am I coming in loud or does it sound okay?
Sounds perfect.
It sounds good.
It's okay, music to my ears.
My headphones. My headphones are fucking garbage.
He's headphones. He's the headphones.
Yeah, fucking terrible. Yeah. I would just say, like, don't ask me what's in here, you know.
What's in there?
Fucking
water.
Heroin.
It's water.
Why?
Getting zooted.
Karen, I'm really enjoying your dance videos.
Aren't I improving?
They're so good. It's so fun to watch. Here's my favorite move. Here's my favorite Karen dance move.
Yeah. When I hit myself.
When you do the little thing.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Do you do that?
I love it.
That all white women, when they're learning choreography taught to them by a black person, they clap at the beginning of it.
You gotta go. And then you do all your thing, and you.
I don't even feel it. I'm myself doing it. It's just like, you're white. It sucks.
Wait, when you're in the club, do you do what I do? I go over my head and I go.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Look at that shadow.
What's that? Yeah. I'm crashing at Schenkel's.
Yeah, I know.
Is that how you just enter most rooms?
Yep. Just clapping over my motherfucking head. Laughter is here, motherfuckers. So, let me ask you. Ant, you've been watching the TBS thing?
I have been watching the, what is it called? The laugh.
The steamrolling of piece of garbages.
That's
right.
Takeover of TBS.
Yep.
I make sure I vote for Chip after every episode on Sunday.
My mom votes. My boyfriend votes. We all vote.
Much obliged.
It's very funny. Your whole thing, your cooking, you're very funny, Chip.
That's what everybody's been saying. I got a fucking, I didn't like this text though. I fucking saw Norton's phone. I didn't like this at all. Hold on 1 second.
Oh no.
Hold on.
Jesus. Is it hold just on. A cock?
No, he would have loved that. Hold on 1 second. This one. Fucking, No, it said, God damn. Lowest point of my life was when I just texted 73596 and voted for Chip.
Oh, no.
Who said that to you?
Jimmy voted for you.
No, that was from Colin Quinn to Norton.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Jimmy. Colin.
Oh,
that's so nice of him.
Yeah, he knows better. He knows where his bread is fucking buttered. If he needs a place to come and promote one of his fucking his Bible stories, he can come on this program. He knows that.
Bible stories. It's history.
Knows where his
testament, Colin Quinn.
Yeah, that's right, babe. You know what he's doing. Fucking sucking up to me, you know?
What are you going to do if you win? I mean, you're pretty humble already, but what are you going to do if you win?
When I win? Well, they asked me that today. It's funny. I did a Jeno and Aaron show, and I told them the truth. I'm going to go to fucking treat myself to Hartford, Connecticut for about – I was going to go between 6 months and a year because it's the insurance capital. And yes, I love walking around looking at big insurance building, wondering what insurance business is going on up there right now. Like, right. Is it an auto insurance place? Is it a medical malpractice place? What the fuck is going on?
Homeowners, car insurance.
Won't most of them be at home though because of the virus? There'd be pretty much nothing going on.
But I could still wonder what type of offices are up there. Like, what's going on? Wonder, up there?
Yeah. You the think it would that take happened. That long? You think it would take that long though to stay in Hartford to just figure out what businesses or what insurance companies?
I never want to figure it out. Just the mystery alone, right?
That's yeah, what yeah. It is. Some things are better left unsolved.
Oh, it'd be a fly on the wall of Fidelity.
Oh, could you imagine?
Oh, from your lips to God's. Because I'm writing a comic book where the superhero is an insurance claims adjuster, but he flies around from office to office. He makes sure the people have signed in the right places. Oh. And he does proofreading, and he makes sure the copies, everybody gets their copy.
I went for a proofreader.
Yes.
Wow.
Right?
Like a flying flow.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
All from Progressive. Oh, fuck yeah. I would love to walk around there with her on a fucking date.
Like walk around Hartford, Connecticut with Flo looking at insurance buildings.
Yep,
what a night. What a night that would be.
Well, you're really living the dream.
Let me take these off. These headphones are driving me nuts. Hold on.
Progressive. They have good soup.
God
damn it. Hold on a
there
second.
You go, chunky.
He missed that one. His headphones were out.
It's for the best.
God, Bo's headphones fucking stink. Hold on.
I agree. I have Beats. You guys should see mine. Mine are wicked expensive.
Ooh,
I
love the Beats. Someone sounds like she's that's Beats. Running hot. That's a little hot.
I got the Beats.
Beats?
The little ones, though, that go in your ears. Oh, they're
electric taped right here.
Yeah, how's that?
Damn. You look like a Beats commercial right there.
Yeah, I got Beats.
Looks like she's in a Beats commercial. Very stark, the pink, the white headphones. It's like one of those old Apple videos from a long time ago.
I like to wear them out.
And with your nails?
I got my nails done today by a little Asian woman in between. She was on the other side of a glass and I was on this side.
Oh, wow. Right. Yeah, they put glass in between.
I'd love to see two brown and one red fingernail. Then we know what you've been doing.
Checking for COVID lumps.
Yeah. Front and back, same time.
Do you bite your nails? They're a little short.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not you, me.
Not you, Chip.
I like them short so I don't get stuff under there.
That's good.
Yep.
Stuff.
Evidence.
You know what that means, Chip, right? Stuff.
Stuff.
Yeah, she's fucking like, we're doing coke.
No, that's not
people. What?
I don't know.
He's you do a little like confused. This.
No, wow, yeah.
Yeah, well, your Scarface or something, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something, though. Your fingernails, right? Like, I like it if I'm out with a girl and, like, I'll just take her hand sometimes and just start nibbling on her nails.
No.
Do you like when a guy chews your nails?
Yes, I do.
You like that sexy, right?
Yeah, I like
it. I didn't expect to hear that.
No.
You're not walking past the right people to get back to yeah. Penn Station.
Dave, what do you do all week at home now? Do you live by yourself? Your wife's out of state, right?
Yeah, she's out of state. I live in this apartment. I got two bedrooms, and now I'm sitting in the empty one, which I use as a gym, so it's pretty empty.
Oh, do you got a Bowflex weight?
No, I just have two weights.
How much they weigh?
20 pounds.
Oh, yeah. I fucking bench way more.
I bet you do. I wouldn't go up against you ever.
Yeah. What do you bench, Chip? What do you bench?
Weights. He's weights.
Oh, no.
Okay, that's cool. Like, I think he meant how much weight.
Yeah.
Answer with that number.
Yeah.
Can you bench your body weight?
Oh. Easily.
I didn't
work out today, though. I'm crashing at shingles.
Yeah. Yeah. We got
Can I ask why you're crashing at shingles?
He's had some problems with his congestion and his apnea machine's not working. So he wakes up gasping 15 times an hour. So I got to shake him and go, "You're dying, Craig." And he goes, ugh, ugh. So neither one of us is sleeping at all.
You got to resuscitate him?
Wow. What's that?
You resuscitate him?
I just shake him real rough. Once in a while, you know, he doesn't wake back up. I'm like, fucking, who needs it? And then, wake up on the floor or something. Right. He wakes up on the floor. Yeah, but I'm just crashing at his place for a little while. What do you think of the outfit? It's nice, right?
Yeah, is that like a deep V-neck or is that a vest under there?
Oh,
or-
come on, babe. It's a fucking vest. That's how I go.
Because how it's cut off from the framing, it looks like kind of a gown.
You look almost as flat-chested as me.
What's that?
Yeah, yeah.
You're almost as flat-chested as me.
No.
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 No, I don't mean it like that. Oh. I'm just saying that... Norton's been, what do they call it? He's been building his titties during the pandemic.
Oh. Is that why you got it wide open so everybody can see?
No, I'm trying to like just kind of let them open and hang. I don't want a nice shirt that clings to them and shadows under the bosom. It's not my fault. I don't eat much.
Good
is
idea.
That a, is that a custom outfit or
yeah,
off the rack?
Yeah, I walked in. I was like, off the rack, forget it. I walked right in, right? I'm like, you got something that could fit me that's custom? And they were like, sure.
And then they took something off a rack?
Yeah, but they told me it was custom. That's pretty low cut what you're wearing, Karen.
You look great. Yeah, thanks. I'm trying to use my armpit fat as tit.
Oh, wow.
Is that like a girl's doing a little trick?
Is that a trick?
Armpit fat.
Mine just does that.
I eat, it goes right to my armpits. Yeah.
My biggest fear in life is having fat that goes over.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Roll in the back.
Wow, yeah, that's not good. The back bra strap fat.
Oh, my biggest fear is dating a girl that has that.
Yeah. Oh,
nothing.
I like
fucking, she's all pretty from the front and the back. You'll go, great. Nice piggyback. I've had to say that to a few girls. Nice piggyback.
Like it. Let me stick my dick in there.
Yeah, like pressing a shoelace into biscuit dough.
Ugh. Yeah, yeah. It's just, you do get that's that.
It. Too hot. It's too hot for fat people. They're too sticky.
Yeah, I know. I know.
You're obsessed, Karen, aren't you? You're very obsessed. You're constantly exercising and moving around and sweating.
That's
your cooter wet.
What, Chip?
He said getting your cooter wet.
Yeah, yeah, just sweating into it.
I sweat into it. I slide all over my plywood floors. So it's like a splinter victim at the end of my...
I'm very afraid sometimes you're going to get a splinter from your floors.
Yeah.
It happens, you know?
Invite the neighborhood kids over for a slip and slide.
Yeah. I'm going to invite the neighborhood heroin addicts and just...
Wait a minute, babe. Let me ask you a question. All joking aside, sure, we've told a few lies. We've had a few laughs. But the most important thing is my mic too hot right now or is it okay? It's fine. Listen. Perfect. Sometimes maybe it's just to my earbuds.
Very, very self-absorbed.
Yeah, no, I ain't trying to be hot. I just feel like I'm coming in hot.
Yeah. I don't think so. I have my headphones on. It's a little loud, but it doesn't sound like overly loud.
Yeah.
You're the host.
That's certainly not invasive.
No, the way you fix the mic.
Yeah, hold on. One, two, three. All right, cool. So what kind of dancing? Oh, that's not loud enough. I can't hear myself. There you are, sweetie. What kind of dancing you doing, babe? You pop lock?
I'm popping. I'm locking. I'm stripping. I'm farting. I'm whatever. Whatever keeps me sweating, I'm doing. This black gentleman named Mike Peel teaches choreography that white people can do, and I just try to do it.
And Jordan Peel's brother.
Yeah.
Oh, is he? Mm-hmm. Oh, too. Sure he's not related to Orange?
I don't believe it.
We banana?
Or,
like a facial peel?
Facial? Yeah, I couldn't think of anything.
That happens.
So you good dancer, babe?
You know, I was in the Boston Ballet when I was younger, but I've lost a lot of my talent. But I'm trying to get it back, and I'm just trying to have fun with it, you know, work up a sweat.
Could you dance on your toe tips?
I did that. Yeah, I used to get ingrown toenails.
Ew. Yeah. Your feet must be ugly.
Well, I just got them done, so I'm going to fall over if I do.
Let me see. Got them done by who? Fucking Kathy Bates?
The little Asian.
I look hobbled?
Let me see. No, they're actually not that bad. No, the nail seems to be sitting uncomfortably apart from the toe on the big one. I don't care for your... I don't like Megan Fox's thumb. I don't like your big toe. Fucking bugs me.
How long this toe is. That means I'm wicked smart.
Oh, the Morton's toe, that's called.
Mine's like that, but they're all hammered. It's pretty hot.
Oh, you got hammer toes?
They are all hammered, yeah.
I mean, what's a hammer toe look like?
Like it was really popular in the 90s.
Oh, no. It wears loose baggy pants.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, but my toe spent $30 million.
MC Hammer toe.
My toe got fortune care gold gates.
Anthony, let me ask you, would you ever let another man worship your feet while you were gaming?
Besides Drew.
Besides when Drew was here.
Who's Drew?
Drew's our engineer guy, our producer.
Is he homosexual?
That was here at my house. No, what happened?
Maybe you couldn't hear it crackling?
No, your mic went all...
It did, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's doing it a little bit now.
Yeah, I think...
No, by the way, I'll answer the question with... I would not let a man worship... I would let a woman worship my feet. It's fucking stupid.
Oh, I love my feet worshipped.
Worshipped?
Yeah.
Like a preacher worships it? Talking about Jesus?
No, yeah. I like when a woman puts my fucking toes right under this part and goes back and forth real quick like that so I can feel the underside of my toe on her gum and teeth.
Oh, fuck.
I just like to bring you dead animals I've sacrificed for your feet.
Oh, that's a way of worship. More Santeria-like, but it is still worshiping.
Yeah, does the girl do this willingly or do you pay someone to enter a special room?
Well, those are not mutually exclusive ideas. They can coexist. Women love my... You know what the problem is, though? We got a new sponsor. I mean, if I don't want to be negligent.
No, not of course not.
Of course, I didn't mean to...
No, that's okay. I just remembered when you said that I got to do this read, and I'm happy to welcome Tushy Bidet.
Ooh, that sounds refreshing.
It really does. They're offering free shipping. Everyone has an ass. Everyone deserves the gift of tushy. Wiping your butt with dry toilet paper does not remove all the shit. That's the actual copy. If this is not a perfect match for Chippets, then nothing is. But let's talk about it. Because in high school, I was voted most likely to wipe poorly enough to get an infection by the end of the day. I was a quick wiper because the kids would put cigarettes out on me when I was in the bathroom. So I would always just take one sheet, foot on the way out the door.
Oh, God, no.
9 times out of 10, I developed a horrible itch. And then there were little bugs crawling around back there because I would never wipe well enough.
This is terrible.
If you got poop on another part of your body, would you just wipe it off with dry paper? Like, let's just say you had a log on your forehead, Norton. I mean, would you just pick it off and wipe it with dry paper? No, you'd get a damn cloth and fucking wipe it off and scrub it and whatnot.
Good point.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a new sleek bidet attachment. You don't need the whole fucking thing. What are we in Europe?
No.
Attaches to your existing toilet. Sprays your butt completely clean with fresh water. It's called Tushy. It's the best thing you can do for your butt. Tushy sprays directly into your hole and removes the poop completely. I like when they cuten it up. Tushy cleans out your asshole and gets rid of the little doo-doos.
Come on. Is that in the copy?
No, I'm saying that. It says poop.
Oh, okay.
So you're not sitting on bacteria that leads to nasty things like hemorrhoids, yeast infections, UTIs, itchy assholes, and skid marks. Where they really bring it home at the end. Whoever wrote this copy should be hugged. I want to hug them. I love it. They keep it really cute. Hemorrhoids, yeast infections, UTIs, itchy assholes, and skid marks. That sounds like two people wrote the copy and they just put it together. And go with it.
Yeah.
But you know what? They're right. They're not trying to make it cute. Here's the thing. You ever have an itchy asshole? Hands up if your asshole's ever itched so much you scratched it until three of your nails broke.
It's not cute.
It's not cute. When you're digging back there and you're scratching and nothing happens, it's because you got little bacteria caked in there.
Oh, God. Your asshole looks like that well from Silence of the Lambs that the girl was trying to climb out of. It's got nails in it and scratch marks.
Well, and blood.
Mister, my mother will bring you toilet paper.
I like when my butthole itches just a tiny bit.
It lets you know it's there. The
satisfaction from scratching it.
Yeah.
I think it's just because that way you know it's healing.
Yeah.
That's how I feel, at least.
Oh, yeah. A little, hold on.
What happened? Ooh.
It's just getting a little bit weird, and I got to hit the mic, and then it happens. I can hear it going in and out, so I'm trying to do that to straighten it.
You did it.
It won't clog your toilet. That's the nice thing. Paper clogs, and you're just mushing shit up the back of your crack into your spine. It's not good.
No.
And wet wipes are worse than toilet paper. They're terrible for the environment. They clog your toilet. They cause anal fissures.
How dare you use them? I should be in school wiping my ass with Swedish toilet paper.
But I'm here
on the other side of the ocean.
What is that?
Greta Thunberg.
Oh.
She's an environmentalist. She wouldn't like the fact that you're throwing your wet wipes all over the environment.
No, and GT would be right. She would be right. It's only $79. $79.
Wow.
By the way, the tushy ottoman helps you get everything out. It's like a sexy tooth or cloud that helps you poop. It's only $69. So I guess you put your feet up on it, I'm guessing. Oh. Let's just say go to hellotushy.com, HELLOTUSHY. Get the water squirting right up there. Clean out your butt. Too many people are complaining. How come my wife won't go back there and eat my hiney? Because it smells like a whopper. That's why. You don't wipe it good enough. It's got mush caked on it. It's got fucking hairs. The whole thing, it looks like a fucking an Irish setter that got hit with a fucking bat. And it's just kind of got a muddy bat print in its back. Nobody wants to lick your butthole when it's like that.
Oh, dear.
HelloTushy.com/chip. Get 10% off your order and free shipping. Clean out your butthole. Nothing feels better than a bidet.
Oh, so
nothing.
Nice. Great, Chip. Wow.
Yeah, that was good. They sold me.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm going to use one
tonight.
I'm going to do like a paid partnership with them on my OnlyFans, and I'll just get real clean.
Oh, that's hot, babe. Yeah, because you show your butt on that. Do you actually show your butt or your butthole?
I don't know. Whatever is open.
Oh, I like that. That's a great attitude if you're looking for potato chips at 2 o'clock in the morning. All right. Where should I go? Whatever's open. I like the...
Whatever's cleanest.
Yeah, that's nice, babe. Okay, so maybe you should partner with them. HelloTushy.
Hello.com.
Get in touch with Karen. Do a lot of people go to your thing? A lot of people look at you there?
Yeah, they have fun. They send me messages. Some people try to make requests, and it's like, would you do that at a Prince concert? You know what I mean? Like, I'm an artist.
Right? Yeah.
I would. If I was at a Prince concert, I'd be like, but don't take the elevator in your house. Don't take the elevator in your house.
I'd just be surprised I'm watching a dead man perform.
Yeah,
that would be rough. Yeah, tickets are not refundable either, so I'm still going.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So, babe, what kind of request did they make? Tell me, by the way, if my thing is crapping out, tell me.
It's crapping out.
It's crapping out.
Okay.
You got to smack it again?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's just happening like- more tonight. It might be the internet at night is a lot worse than it is in the morning for some reason. Daddy doesn't know.
Sometimes sounds- the requests will be like, hey, like, can I mail you my library card? And then you put that in the crack of your ass and then mail it back. And I just hate mailing stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think I should have to do any of this legwork. My point.
What year
what if it? It's what if it's like an Amex?
That's different, yeah. Dave.
Okay.
And I got your message.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure you read it.
Yeah, that's nice. Now you're talking. That's hot stuff.
You get people. What is it like? Do they go ding ding and tip you and stuff while you're on there? See, that's fucking.
Wait, do they tip you while you're doing it?
No, I've never gone live. I've never been live.
Why not? That'd be fun.
It'd be fun, right? I should.
Yeah,
people would probably really kick in.
Yeah.
Like, we'll wind up and
crank our PUDs.
If I get like 10,000 points, I will show you this or that. You know?
Oh, yeah. I'm not that greedy or inventive, but I should be.
Desperate's the word.
Right.
I suspect you'd get annoyed doing that. I don't see Karen being very patient. Some guy fucking pre-coming all over his keyboard asking to put your feet in the camera. I don't see Karen handling that well.
Just hurting a guy's feelings and shaming whatever he asks for.
Yeah.
I would just like invite my friends over so they wouldn't know they were there. And I just like turn and be like, look who's here.
Yeah, be a whole bunch of people. They'd be like, oh, Pete's sake, this is silly.
Oh, Jesus.
Just dox him live on air.
Yeah, why not? What the fuck? I mean, people who tug their peckers deserve to be shamed.
That's what I've said.
That's what my mother said too. She would always come in. Yeah, you ever have a towel cat-tailed and whipped against the head of your pecker?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Wow.
I won a contest. That's important.
That was the prize?
Yes, it was.
Oh, okay. Yeah, wow.
A singing contest.
My mom hit me with a belt once. After my mom and dad got divorced.
I wish it was around your neck that she hit you.
Oh, what happened? Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, what happened? She hit me. Like, my dad used to hit me with a belt, and he was pretty good at it for disciplinary purposes. And then my mom, when my dad left, decided that she needed to discipline me, and she took the belt out. And went to hit me with it. The first swipe ever, the first time she ever hit me, the first swipe, the tip of the belt.
Dude, I got hit the dick once like that. Fuck you with the tip of a belt. It was so painful. Right in the head of my fucking pecker. I was like, my mother felt fucking terrible.
How long have we been doing this? I fall for it every time. How long have we been doing this show?
Every time.
I always think I'm going to be able to tell a story.
Don't even have a crescendo because he's coming for it.
I really think I'm telling a story, though.
He's the king of the one-ups, though. Can you blame him?
Yep, he's 7-up.
Wait.
It hit the tip of my dick, Chip.
Oh, yeah, I've had that happen. Yeah, I was just telling
little,
you.
My hurts. Little, like 8-year-old dick, and it hit. And I screamed.
I yelled too, man.
And then my mother felt so bad, she never hit me again.
Yeah, she kissed it and made it all better.
Yeah, that was
my mother did. Gave it a little smooch.
Like a snake bite. She had to suck the poison out.
No, yeah, she just... That's how she takes it back.
Yeah.
I get it.
She pinched the head so hard that the hole went...
My brother zipped his dick up his zipper once.
Oh, that is painful. Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, that's sexy.
Everybody's done it.
Yeah, I did it, though, from the bottom of my balls all the way up the skin of the shaft and then around the head and down to the front.
You have to stop zipping.
I didn't realize. I was like,
oh, my God.
Muscle through it, Chippison. Muscle through it. You're going on a date.
So you thought if you got to the top, it would.
Yeah. And I just kept going. Sure? And my penis
all the way around.
Up through the teeth of that zipper.
Wow. And that wasn't like from a movie or anything. That happened to you?
That happened to me. Yeah, yeah. Something about Mary took it from me.
Okay. Based on a true story, yeah.
Yep. So what happened when you zipped your dick up, Dave?
Oh, me? I just, I was getting a handy from a girl when we were young. And, of course, I didn't finish. And then her dad came downstairs and I zipped it up real quick. And it did, in fact... Yeah, I got some teeth and some skin, so it ripped a little bit. It looked like a little piranha bite.
Oh,
maybe more like a fruit bat. No, I didn't need help. I just held it in with. Fortunately, I wore very baggy clothes back then, so I was able to cover up the part of my dick that was still sticking out when I was asked to leave.
Oh my God! Wow.
Did I ever tell you one time my girlfriend and I were fooling around on the couch, and I asked her, and she got really mad. I'm like, "How mad would you be if you were upstairs, and you came downstairs, and me and your father were sitting next to each other?" And we both had our pants around our knees and we were jerking each other off. And I said to her, "And what would you do if you knew your dad was about to come?" Because he put his face in my neck and went, "Oh.
No."
And then came over my neck. She said the face and the neck part was the worst.
Yeah.
And then what? He just comes over your knuckles.
Yeah, he just. But as he's beginning to orgasm, he can't say a word. He just puts his face in my neck. And goes,
"Oh. God,
trying to muzzle his pleasure.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, she didn't care for that at all. Oh, I laughed. She didn't laugh at all.
She thought that was a bad scenario.
She said that was a really ugly, disgusting, an ugly thing. Yeah. She
probably a weird thing to bring up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to bug her. It just felt like bugger.
That'll do it.
I'm like, would it bother you if whenever those scenarios started, it was never good?
Yeah, yeah. I recall hearing a few of those "if would it bother you if" stories.
Yeah, yeah. Jerked off your dad. We know those.
Yeah. Yeah, just fucking, what would you do? She's like, "I don't know. I don't know what I expected, a real answer." You ever have a guy ask you something like that, Karen? Hey, by the way, let me ask you guys something. The whole thing with the fucking, I don't know. I asked about TBS already. Everybody's watching me. All right.
Everyone's watching. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. Very good.
You better win, man.
Yeah, if not, it's fixed. Believe me.
Yeah, it's rigged. Yeah.
Believe me. Probably is. I mean, the rest of them are cute. Tim Dillon's funny. Gilbert's funny. Michael Rappaport's funny. He's a good talker. But please, Chipperson.
It's Chipperson. You can't beat Chipperson.
I mean, if we get Tim Dillon COVID, he's done.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, Chip, why don't you try to make everyone get COVID?
Yeah.
And then you walk away the winner because they're all, you know, choking on phlegm.
Yeah, that's a nice idea. We should play a game of something. Let's play a fun game.
I would play a game. I like Chip's games.
I love games.
Okay. Well, let's think of one. Dave, name a game.
Okay. I spy.
Okay. How does that go?
That's when you spy something with your little eye and then the other people have to guess what it is. It's a great one for Venmo.
I spy.
Or whatever the fuck this is.
This is Zoom. Okay, I spy is cool.
What about?
We could play Would You Rather. Do you want to play Would You Rather?
Yeah, let's play that.
Yeah, that one's. That seems to have some chip spice to it. A little salsa.
All right, Dave, start us off.
Oh, boy. Would you rather? Let's see.
Give choices.
I know, but you could jerk off Anthony until you went into his neck.
Yep.
Or you have to tell us how many cocks you've sucked.
Sure, and over 100. Do I have to give one answer, or do I give? I don't know how that works.
No, it's would you.
No, you pick one, or
Oh my God! All right.
Sorry, we'll come back to me. All right, we're doing drugs, Karen. You're doing drugs. Karen's doing drugs.
It's just a vape, right?
My mom gave me this. Isn't it
Oh,
cute?
No, it's VD.
Is it tobacco or is it weed?
It has a little, it's sativa, has a little weed.
A little weed. You need a little take the edge off. We get it.
If we're going to play Would You Rather, I'm going to get.
Would you rather? Karen, go ahead. Your turn.
Chip. No, yep. I'll do
Anthony. Do Anthony.
I'll do Anthony.
Dave.
Anthony, would you rather fuck a fat chick or date someone your own age?
Ooh.
I'll fuck the fat chick.
Or would you rather go to Fort Knox and take it all?
as an added would you rather.
Is that where they keep all the fat women?
We have to go to a morgue now.
All right, let me ask you a question, Anthony. I'll ask you this.
By the way, I have had sex with fat women, but I've never had sex with a girl my own age. Ever. Like, ever.
I just set you up for a brag.
Thanks. I know. I appreciate that.
Would you rather find a bag of gold coins or take your teeth and scrape the skin tags off a woman's underarms?
Oh, my God. They're supposed to be hard to pick.
Like, oh, yeah, you're right. That is easy.
He doesn't get the whole concept of the game. Of course, I would build a vein it and go with the gold.
Or silver.
Yeah, they got to be a little difficult of a choice. You can't make it like
all right,
that.
Let me ask, Dave, I'll do you. Let me ask you. All right. Please. Would you rather throw a sweet potato or a yam?
I believe it's the same thing.
No, what would you rather throw?
Would you rather throw a sweet potato or would you rather throw a yam?
I guess a yam. It just sounds more fun.
There you go.
A yam would be more like a football.
Yep.
A sweet potato isn't quite as football shaped as a yam.
Okay, I have to scrap my other question.
I think
question.
They're the same thing.
I think you can do more damage with a yam. It depends what you're throwing it at.
Yeah, you
can. Are you mad at somebody? You're throwing
it
at a bus?
A yam bag. Yeah.
A yam bag?
A yam is a little easier to get lodged accidentally, I've been told. Right.
You can fall on them pretty easy, I've heard.
You sure can. When you're pistoning one in and out watching a program, next thing you know, you hear the telltale suction.
Just watching your stories.
Yep, watching your program.
Oh, my God.
Next thing you know, your slippery hand is empty. You're like, oh, for Pete's sake, here's a trip in the ambulance.
Because you're working up a sweat with that hand. You're allowing it to be very loose.
Yeah, and you squeeze it. That's what you hear. And you feel the whole close.
It can't pass that center of gravity.
No.
You squeeze it shut.
Like
a suppository to swallow.
God,
you need HelloTushy.com to get in there and fucking have some water blasting up.
Sit on the toilet, a little Hello Tushy, and that yam comes sliding out.
Yeah. All right, so let me see if I got this right.
Make some stew in the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, why is this not? Oh.
Some prison soup.
Would you rather?
Yep. Anal. Would... Sorry.
Okay, I was going to say hang out with an AIDS person or have sex with an AIDS person, and that's your answer.
Anal. Wow, that's dangerous.
No,
high-risk sex.
It's a bit of both.
The best. Would you rather? Let me fix this camera.
Why risk hanging out? You don't have the sense of danger.
Where did he go?
Where did the sergeant
go? Hold on, Daddy's coming right back.
Okay.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. Where am I? Oh, there I am. Okay.
Oh, what
much
happened?
Better. I don't know. I'm not home right now.
You're not at the shingle.
Yes, God damn it. Hold on a second.
You fucked up the key.
Wait a minute.
Hold on a minute.
I feel like I'm being
cut this part out.
I thought you were in front of books.
Oh, God damn it. Cut this part out. Hold on a second.
Now you're on fire. Should we call someone?
Oh, my God. That doctor's burning.
Yeah, all right. Sorry.
That was an industrial lights and tragic.
Yeah. Cut that part out. About that. I'm crashing at shingles.
We know.
We heard, yeah.
Karen, can I ask you a little bit about the artwork behind you? Is that just a picture of a pickup truck in the desert?
What's a picture? Is that a picture? Why'd you ask it? You said the word wrong.
A picture. A picture.
A picture.
A piece that my ex took. This is a print. It's like it's a photograph.
It's a photograph. Why is he like a photographer?
Or he was sort of. He took it on his way to Burning Man. I like it. I kind of like it, but
so he's a drug addict.
Right.
Burning Man.
Sends chills through my spine. I hate those people. I wish they would all get wiped out.
Oh, aren't they the worst?
Yeah. You just Burning want the man to fall on all of them while they're dancing.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, the Burning Man fall and watch all that feminine armpit and leg hair go up in flames.
Just go with this crotches ablaze.
Awesome. That the crotch fire would be like when a tire dump starts on fire and they can't put it out for years. Just greasy pube fire in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
Screams as if it's around a Nigerian's neck.
One of those necklaces. Yeah, they necklace somebody.
Oh, yeah, they put tires around you and set you on fire for stealing like a fucking bottle of water. They don't play games over there.
Hey, that water's important.
So let's play Would You Rather. This is so cool. Karen, would you rather?
Dan.
What's that?
Dan. Like Dan Rather.
Oh, would you rather?
I was going to say that.
Sorry, go ahead. I'm listening.
How about would you radish?
Sure. Where?
okay. Now we're getting into this. Would you?
You wouldn't want a rabbit there.
Would you? would you rather eat a piece of cake or get leukemia?
Again.
Again.
Wait, he fell back into the...
Cake. I'm going to go cake.
Great game. Yeah. Somebody asked Chipperson one.
Okay.
Who has that?
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather go to a baseball game or catch HIV from a feral cat?
Who's playing?
The Mets.
It depends. I mean, I've been to Met games. It feels like I've got HIV from a feral cat. It just doesn't fucking end.
I get you. No one's going to baseball games now anyway.
That's true. It's a ridiculous, ludicrous question.
We're in a pandemic, remember? Yep.
I have one.
Go ahead, babe.
Would you rather go to the circus or watch animals be abused?
Same thing.
Fucking both make me laugh. It's hard to say. I seen an elephant. It had a chain around its foot. I fucking cracked up for hours.
That's terrible. Why would you laugh?
But usually when a kid in the ghetto's choking out his pit bull, he's not dressed like a clown.
Could be, but...
No, I was there. I was in the back behind Ringling Brothers, and the elephant had the chain around its foot. I was just teasing it and cracking up, calling it names.
Oh,
did you take its husks?
No, I put a firecracker in his trunk.
Why? That's terrible.
Yeah.
What kind of, like an M80, or what'd you put in there?
No, just a firecracker in one of his nostrils.
A blackjack.
I tried to blow the fucking trunk off, but it was fine. It just went, terrible. And then he blew it out. And then he picked up a big pile of his own feces, and he threw it on me and my date.
Was it a guy in an elephant costume?
No, it was a real live elephant with his little foot chained up, and I kept going,
They put that big shackle around it. It's so sad.
No, they're happy. They love the circus.
Oh, no, they don't.
I sit in the back. He was trying to sleep, and I just kept going. I kept waking him up.
What's your favorite kind of animal at the circus that's nailed to bike pedals?
Oh, when the bears ride bikes around with the fucking stupid tutus and a birthday hat? Lucky devil.
They always look like they're enjoying it so much.
Oh, I stand right up.
It's a tightrope.
Yeah, you have it ride across a tightrope all stupid with fucking honey dripping off its feet.
He got that dumb bear lip. And he's like got an umbrella in his hand.
But of course he's caged, so he can't hurt anybody. They can just hurt him.
Yeah. You feel so sad for the poor guy.
The bear lip.
Yeah. Bear's lips are like he's got an umbrella. He's got a parasol because it looks dainty in his hand. Oh, stupid furry thing.
Of course, it's stapled to his paw.
Everything's nailed to him because he just wants to throw it away and consume the person nearest him.
That's the best thing to do. Go to the circus. Don't even go inside. Just go into the back in the cages when they're all trying to sleep and just go,
Do you yell, gotcha, gotcha?
Oh, that's the best.
Animals at the zoo, gotcha, gotcha.
Dude, the funniest thing is I go to the circus and I open up the one cage. I'm like, you're free. But he runs out and it's into a bigger cage with nails on the floor. And I'm like, gotcha, gotcha. Shouldn't try to escape.
Oh, that's so terrible. I've always hated the circus. My father took me to the circus many years ago when I was a little kid. And we had these flashlights you could turn on with a little chain, and you could spin them around. I saw everyone around Madison Square Garden, and you saw these lights spinning. And I tried it, and the third time around, it hit the metal rail in front of me and broke into 100 pieces. And, of course, I start crying, and my dad called me a pissy-eyed F-word for gay people.
Did he?
Yeah. And I was crying the whole night. I couldn't enjoy the circus because my little toy was broke.
Did he buy you another one?
Fuck no.
Good for him. He's right. Little
pissy
fruit.
Eyes. Yeah, little fruit.
Pissy-eyed little
wanna,
crud.
You don't want to give some... You don't want to give some crying kid happiness. That's what I call father.
He had already taken me to the circus. I fucking broke the thing because I was stupid. Everyone else was going this way. I was going this way. And it hit the rail in front of me. Just came up. You ever see a fucking flashlight come apart like that?
Yeah. That's how the little boy cries. He's crying at you, man.
How the chained up elephant. I bet the chained up elephant runs the whole fucking show.
Yeah, you take something and you rub it on the cages when they're trying to sleep.
Oh, those poor animals. I'm so glad they got rid of the circus.
Nah, they love it. They treat them too nice. SeaWorld is next. Stop going so easy on them.
Do you like to hurt large fish?
No, I don't like to hurt them, but I'll whip them into submission.
Is SeaWorld done now?
I think like their mammal thing, like the killer whales and dolphins. I think they're done with that.
That's
shit.
The funnest part.
Well, they're That's the smart the best ones because they could do all the fun tricks. You don't never see a fucking salmon jump through a hoop. No one wants ever, to pay for that.
Do you ever just put like a can of beans in a dolphin blowhole?
Watch it shoot out real far. I've done that. Fuck yeah.
Like see a couple of people. You pay admission. They smack each other in the face with flounders. That's all you get now. I want to see, you know, the dolphin do all that fun stuff, but they stopped it.
Or the dolphin did fall in love with its trainer and then rip her ponytail off her face.
Oh, yeah. They try to, yeah.
Those are pretty good.
They try to have sex with them, too.
Yeah, dolphins love people.
Yep. They live the life of Riley there. They love it. They don't even have to raise the kids because people put them in another zoo. It's like so cool.
Oh.
They love it.
Bobby Kelly was going in his little pool yesterday when we were talking.
Oh, no. Here comes the joke.
No, it's not a joke. Here comes the joke.
He broke free from his
Yes. I thought the Blackfish documentary crew was going to film it.
He broke free from the shackles of poverty that led him to
the pool. I hated that documentary. Bunch of snitches.
Snitches.
No.
Spoiled fish.
Save anybody drowning by jumping in.
That really was the final straw of that whole thing.
Yeah.
Which is good. That was so very cruel.
Nah, they were bullshit. The zoo's been taking it too easy because they don't always do tricks like they used to.
Oh.
But they don't want to do tricks. They want to live in the ocean with their families.
Right. That's why they need to be whipped into submission. Spare the rods, so spoil the dolphin, Chipper. That's what my mother would say. We would go there late at night, and sometimes Lamar would call the dolphins over, and when they would come out for a fish, he would whip them with something.
Oh, my God.
He would whip them.
I don't mind abusing animals if we're going to eat them, like veal. Yep. You know, I don't mind shoving a little veal into a cabinet, into a Wayfair cabinet for $65,000.
And by veal, you mean a young Asian child?
So how'd you feel about that thing? Were you disappointed when you just got cabinets in the mail?
I mean, if I order from Wayfair, they better show up on all fours. You know?
Yeah. You could probably crawl into one of those Wayfair things and get away with it, Karen.
Yeah, you could. Little Fiona Apple.
Fiona Apple.
Waif. Karen's a waif.
Karen is a waif, like Wayfair. Yeah.
So, do you believe that was true, Wayfair?
Yeah. I think the names correlated with the girls, and then they deleted all those things. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. There's something going on. I don't know. Some kind of pedo conspiracy.
Somebody else said that they worked for a specific part of Wayfair, like the platinum members, the really elite. Yep. They were they wouldn't all interact with those people.
That was the special Wayfair, right?
Yeah. Let me ask you guys, heard about this whole Epstein thing?
No.
Mm-mm. Who? Juan?
Yep. The guy from Welcome Back, Cotter got arrested.
Welcome Back, Cotter.
Putting feces in someone's mailbox.
That's <Not mail.
laughs> I'll fly everybody to pedophile island.
It has been speculated.
Oh,
shit. The Illuminati shutting us down.
Yep. You shouldn't have brought up Wayfair or fucking Welcome Back, Cotter.
Exactly. Welcome Back. I didn't know that was an Illuminati thing.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. By the way,
I'm Vinny Illuminati.
How sexy is that fucking, is that girlfriend of fucking Jeffrey Epstein? Did they just arrested Nick Turturro? Oh.
Nick Turturro.
Little pixie head bitch. To throw acid she, on her.
Oh my God, really that's a dead a ringer.
Oh, she was hiding out in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
She went to New Hampshire and bought like a place in the woods.
You say you know New who else Hampshire?
You know who else went to New Hampshire to try to escape prosecution?
Yep. From Vito.
Vito, right. Vito from The Sopranos.
Live free or diet.
Right. He had his Johnny Cakes that he fell in love with. And then,
that guy killed himself.
Yes, the guy that played Johnny Cakes in The Sopranos killed himself.
He probably got sick and tired of going on auditions. You know, hark, window breaks. Hey, Johnny Cakes. Like,
I love you, Johnny Cakes. He fucked Vito in the ass, and they had that scene where the train went through the tunnel right when he was rolling Vito over.
It's very subtle.
It was so juvenile and hilariously funny.
You know they hated
guy getting it. Dick in the ass.
No, but why would they cut to the fucking the travel part? I didn't understand that.
You didn't get the train?
No, because they showed a train going. I'm like, what is that, Tony Soprano?
No, it was supposed to be the Johnny Cake's dick, and the tunnel it was going in was Vito's asshole.
I don't understand.
The subtle. You didn't understand the subtlety?
I didn't understand.
Like sometimes reference. In movies when they make love, you might see fireworks in the sky. This is a more juvenile version of that.
Right. Champagne.
Like going in a tunnel.
Popping cork of champagne. Sometimes you see that.
Yeah.
He's going to make love. And then like they've cut to like a battering ram.
A battering ram would work. Yes. Slamming against a fleshy castle curtain. Door. Fleshy, hairy castle door.
An Irish housewife.
With a big knocker at the top. One big fleshy knocker.
Oh, a bloody moat.
What kind of castle is this? The moat has pulp in it. Oh, come on now. Bloody moat.
Oh, shit. That's terrible.
Oh, this was a treat.
Oh, such a treat.
Before we go, I do want to thank Tushy Bidet for coming aboard. Welcome aboard. We're going to try to sell you some Heine cleaners, $79. Honestly, my Heine smells to high heaven. I need it. And I'm not trying to be humble. My Heine smells a lot like a submarine sandwich.
Wait.
Like fresh baked bread?
No, not like that. Like the vinegar and Earl one you get at the bottom of the bag. Because I just wipe real quick. A lot of times I wipe with one hand as I'm ripping my trousers up with the other hand. From back in high school when they'd put cigarettes out on me in the bathroom.
Yeah, you had to get through with it quick, sure.
Let's do Would You Rather. Let's do one more round. Go ahead, Dave, go on now.
Who am I doing it to, Chip?
Whoever you want. It's up to you. Ask Karen, Dave, me, ask Ann.
It's your show. I guess I should give you the honors.
Okay, that's up to you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Would you rather walk 20,000 miles or attempt to without being able to drink more than a gallon of water or suck a dick?
Oh, wow.
Can I go? Well,
you're probably going to say suck a dick.
Not a big walker.
Yeah. Let me say, this is important. Cut or uncut?
Oh, see?
Oh, that's a good point. Not only is it uncut, there's extra, so it's kind of drooping, and it looks like an anteater.
Oh, those are the cool ones. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool ones.
Yeah, foreskin. It looks like they put something small and too big a wrapper. I like that.
Yeah, like part of the chocolate melted, but the end of the wrapper is just dangling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You ever shove a firecracker up one of those?
Looks like an elephant's trunk. Smells like one, I imagine. No, but I did make a list one time of goofy gags you can play on your uncircumcised pals.
Is that a book?
Yeah, it sounds
it was
like
going to be. One was put itching powder in the foreskin and staple it shut. There was a lot of fun gags.
I don't even have one of those foreskins, but I can imagine that wouldn't feel too good.
God, it would drive you bonkers. It would be a heck of a prank. God damn right.
It
Karen,
seems
you
like
got
it'd be
quiet,
very hard
babe.
To get away with.
Yeah, they'd know it was me giggling with a stapler in my hand as they're bleeding.
Yeah. Just the itching powder going in first, you think, would at least wake them.
Oh, right up in the dick hole with the itching powder. Jesus Christ, that's torture.
Karen, babe. Isis. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm happy to see you. This is
She got fucked up on that vape. Karen zooted.
Zooted. Zooted. Wait, I had one. Okay.
Go ahead, babe.
Would you rather hold in your hand Amber Heard's hot steaming shit?
Oh, on my mouth. Hold on. Tough shirts.
Fresh off of Johnny Depp's bed. Yes. A nice hot log.
Or have sex from her vagina.
Oh, God.
I would rather hold her turd so I could raise it above my hand and make a proclamation. We will win this battle, even though it had nothing to do with what's going on. I'll just have shit mushed in my hands, and they'd be like, why'd you say that? I had to say
plus
something.
It gives you a little extra something to hit her with.
Well, just throw it. You don't hit it. You just like stop your hand and watch the log fly off.
Right. Like, give me a black eye. It's like, no, he didn't. I got that.
Like, yeah, you can't do this on television, but except with spousal abuse and human shit.
No, you just do that and say, go ahead now. Go out and play shortstop. Hey, you put the little chalk over your eyes. You're ready to go.
Yeah, touchdown.
Well, Dave and Anthony, I know what you guys are promoting. You're promoting Compound, Live from the Compound, Monday through Thursday. And you're also promoting Gina. Now, I know there's been a little bit of a fucking shakeup over there, so let's discuss. Now, Gino and Aaron in Hot Water is leading into your show.
Yes.
But you got Bill and Joanne Nusajinski in the fucking morning. Is that correct?
Yes, they are now doing the mornings, and we do a crossover now, which is fun every day. I've gotten to see the wonderful Gino Visconti, which I've missed over the course of the past year or so. So
sure, you and the guy who runs a liquor store. I understand.
Yeah.
He looked good today, though. He looked good.
Yeah, he's a good egg. Yeah. Dumb as dirt, but I love him. He's
fun. Yeah, not a bright individual, but a good heart. So what time is Joanne and Bill on?
They are now on at, 11?
I think it's same time, 10:30 or 11.
10:30, 11, something like that.
So that's when the day starts.
Yeah, yeah. We don't want to get in there too early.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
And who else has shows on the network now?
Oh, my God.
Don
Michael
Jameson.
Malice. Jameson is
We have
there.
A fair one. Tommy Pope and I.
Tommy Pope and E-Rock.
Compound Cinema, which is new.
Compound Cinema. Me and Dave go into the theater here at Compound Media.
Watch Phil. That's cool. And you talk about them.
And we discuss them as they're playing. Yes. And it's just nothing but horrible pedophile jokes and misogyny and
Never tell you about the time Norton bombed in the movie theater. He was never funny in movie theaters.
Oh, no.
And Norton was with his friend Bill D'Angelo, and they were watching Revenge of the Nerds, and there's a massage, and Norton had bombed at one point, and there's a massage scene, and so fucking Jim yells out, "That's cum, he's rubbing in your back."
Oh no, that's not even funny.
It got a fucking zero. And Bill went lower in his chair and just went, "Shut up, Jim."
Oh no, your friend didn't even back you up.
He was embarrassed.
Oh, I was in a porn theater many years ago, and in Bayshore, Long Island, and it was a blowjob scene. It was very close up, and this girl's blowing this guy, and he comes all over the girl's face, and everyone's just kind of mesmerized. They're watching, and I stood up and said, "But can she cook?" And it got laughs. It was pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't bad.
I would have said something. I would have said, like, yo, she's got Bisquick biscuit stuff all over her face. Is she going to make biscuits for all of us or what, fellas?
I'd have laughed at that. I would have laughed my ass off.
Fry up old biscuit face. Yeah.
Old biscuit face.
Yeah, I've yelled funny shit in porn theaters before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, there was this one, I walked in, and this lady was being fucked by six guys, and she was screaming, and I stood up, and I go, "Tell us how you really feel."
Oh, wow.
I was in a porn theater one time, and there was a guy just jacking off, and the police came in, and the guy just emptied the clip into the police officer and then turned it on himself, and I stood up and said, "Now that's what I call a money shot."
See? And did they all laugh?
Well, the ones that were left, yes.
Dude, something like that happened to me.
I was in a porn theater once.
Oh, come on.
I was.
On screen?
Yeah, I got a standing ovation.
See?
You ever been in a porn theater? I'd take you on a date to one.
I've never been in one for real. Ugh.
Oh, really?
They don't
even
have porn theaters anymore.
They were the best.
We used to go, all the guys from work.
My address.
Would guys suck each other's peckers while you and your buddies would come in and ruin it with your Long Island loud fucking straight guy attitude? A couple guys in the back trying to toot on each other's pecker, and they're like, "Ah!
Look at them guys! Hey!" Yeah, the guys from work, we'd be like, "Hey, let's go to Bayshore Movie Theater." "All right." You go down, and it's like, "Hey, we're watching some porno. We're from Long Island."
Some porno.
Cool. That's
cool. Yo, you ever drop your contact lens in there? That happened to me one time.
No.
Yeah.
And you went searching on the floor for it?
Yeah, about an hour and 45 minutes of just kind of feeling around. Oh, and about seven mistakes. I was like, "Oh, that felt like a lens, but it ain't." Oh, God. And I finally got the lens in, but then I got a very, very serious eye infection.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Sure.
That wasn't it.
Jesus Christ.
Karen, it's best to just leave it.
That's what the doctor said, but I'm like, please, these things don't grow on trees.
Yeah.
Karen, what are you promoting, my love?
Oh, you know, just come to the Stand Comedy Club. They're doing some shows Thursday, Friday, Saturdays. You know, get on their email list and they'll let you know about them.
Who's that girl that works there? Adela name is?
Beautiful Adele,
yeah. Yeah, she's a hot number. Anyway, she sent me a picture of Dave Attell performing everybody outside. It looked like a lot of fun.
Whoa. Dave was really funny. He had his mask on while he was performing, and then he goes, "Do you guys mind if I bareback it?"
That's funny.
But did he, are they using, like, are they opening up the front so it kind of goes into the street?
Yeah.
And they have, like, a spotlight and everything, and it looks good. It sounds good. People are laughing.
Cool. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Good.
I had a great opening line when I did it with my mask.
Yeah. Oh.
What'd you say?
Hold on a second. I don't want to ruin the moment.
Yeah. It's being built up right now. Pretty good.
Yeah. Anticipation.
Yeah. Anticipation.
So I walked in like this, right? Yeah. And I was like, "Everybody, this is a stick up. Give me your money." And then I went, "It's Chipperson."
Oh, did everyone applaud?
They went fucking crazy.
I bet.
Did they give you their money?
Nah, but they all had their hands in their wallets, you know. I said, "I got you, SOB."
Yeah.
Might be the best story I've ever heard.
Yeah. I went in there. I said, "Look at him over there. He's ready to hand over his wallet." We laughed, you know. You don't like that?
No.
Just good natured joking around, you know, a couple of guys having some fun.
Follow me on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, I'll follow you anywhere you go. She knows I'm teasing her.
No, he's not. I don't know.
All right. Where you go? What's your Instagram, Karen? Give it like I don't already know. You know. Yeah. What do you got?
It's K-E-R-R.
Ew, he's drinking.
Hey.
Sorry, Karen.
K-E-R-R-Y-N-F-E-E-H-A-N on Instagram. That's at K-Freehands on Twitter. And then, you know, the only thing.
Freehand is your actual name, though.
Yeah.
But Freehands is pretty memorable.
It's just being annoying. Too lazy.
Yeah.
What happened with Twitter? Something people, I'm not verified, so it didn't bother me.
What happened was I needed some Bitcoin. So I sent out a request and then somebody fucking hacked it. And all of a sudden, Obama's asking for me. Hey, look, if you think that Obama's going to go, send me some Bitcoin and I'll send you some back. You deserve to lose your Bitcoin.
Oh, what a bunch of dummies.
What a bunch of dopes. I can't even figure Bitcoin out, but if I could, I wouldn't send it to the president. You guys take another of my money, I said, though. You know.
President does not need your Bitcoin, you idiot.
No. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He'll give you back double is what he said. He goes, if you send me $1,000 in Bitcoin, I'll send you $2,000 back. So that's what he did. And people were like, oh, my God, he's got to be good on the up and up because it's Obama. So people sent $1,000 to the address, the big, long Bitcoin wallet address. And then guess what? They never got double their money back.
Yeah, believe me. I saw that tweet, right? I sent him a tweet. I said, hey, Mr. President, why don't you send first and I'll send back after, you know. We laughed about it.
Oh, he's so embarrassed.
You had something to do with it.
Yeah, but we were kidding around, just joking.
I get it.
I understood, you know. You don't get nothing for nothing, though, you know. I mean, if you think, you know, you're going to go around here with Tweety Bird or something, you know.
If it's too good to be true,
then you should take it.
Take it.
Because it's a good gift.
No,
that wasn't the quote, Chip.
No, what's Chip, it's probably too good to be true. So,
yeah.
Too good to be true. You don't want it.
If it's too good to be true, it's probably not true, is the thing.
So, how is that legal? How'd they do that legally?
Well, it's not.
That's why it's called a scam.
Would you rather?
This whole COVID thing.
Would you rather get a bunch of Bitcoins? Mm-hmm. Or find a bag of pebbles.
Bitcoin. Can I go?
Yep.
Bitcoins.
And on that note, we should end. That's funny.
I'm gonna say I know, though, that the pebbles were actually gold. So I would take the pebbles.
No, they weren't. It was the suffocated body of a little Flintstone child.
Yeah, if it's Fruity Pebbles, you might have me at Fruity Pebbles.
I thought I won.
I hated the Flintstones.
Thought I figured it out.
Did you like the Flintstones?
No, I fucking hated them.
You hate them? Aren't they terrible? Ugh. Hey, Bunny.
No,
sound like Uncle Paul. Fucking never funny, that show. I used to watch it and go, yeah, why don't you put some shoes on and maybe you'll see if your car stops.
I never understood how Fred was so fat when he drove his car with his body. You know
with his feet, yeah, he would run.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, you could get a portion of ribs that makes sense for your car.
Right.
Yeah, it's too big, tipped over, food wasted, dirt on the ribs, no
a
good.
How could a bird play a record with his beak? That's mm-hmm. so ridiculous. And then he would come up and he would go, it's a living.
I'm surprised with all the animal cruelty that you didn't enjoy the show, Chip.
No, because I used to, it was a cartoon. I used to make Dino noises. Yeah. Remember Dino?
Yeah.
Sometimes Martin. What was the noise he would make? Yeah. I would do that sometimes. I would, when my mother would be inside with her three or four friends, I would put my lips under the door and go, I would pretend I was Dino until I felt the work boot kick my lips to the side.
As well it should have.
They just kept the door locked.
They did. I would try to get in there. I would yell fire. I would yell help. And then there was one word I yelled that brought a whole lot of people out. I'm like, oh, you're that one, Chipper. You're going to get me.
At least they opened the door.
Yeah, no, they didn't. They pushed it over on top of me, believe it. It was your imagination. I don't want to get graphic. It was a lady.
Oh my God. It's the best drunk guy at a bar
impression. As a lady. Oh. Yeah, just kind of like that time. I'm like, you know, good natured humor. I know what you're doing.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I bet you.
Yeah. Hey. All right. Listen, Karen, you look good. You're showing some skin. Not too much. I'm going to have to kick me out of your house, you know. All right. Let's, you might have to, you know, I might go over there all of a sudden. Nobody know what happens. but it's just a thing. It's a fun way to be humorous and good natured. That's the important part. Yeah. Being good natured.
We need that now more than ever.
Yeah, we sure do. Everything's going haywire, right? Don't go crazy.
I think you were controlling it.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, you put me in charge, but then again, if I'm in charge, you lose. How crazy things go.
It's like Chip Dangerfield.
Yeah. I tell you, I don't get no, what didn't he get?
Satisfaction.
Oh. I don't get no. Da-da-da. Oh, no. Fucking, I'm fucking Mick Dangerfield and shit. A little brown sugar on my tie. All right, listen. This was a lot of fun. Let's count down and we'll say our goodbyes.
Let's do that.
You know, we're going to start at 7 so we don't make it too high for you. Sure. All right, here we go. 7, a 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Chippy Kaye for the Muckers.